Today, we're talking to J. Smith Cameron about Jerry, about power, about her own trajectory as an actress, and about why this character has given us so much joy. I'm curious, what do you like about playing Jerry?
Well, a lot of things. I like that she's so on top of everything and that she gets to roll her eyes at the Roys all the time. And she gets to flirt with Roman Roy, which is fun. I don't really flirt. I torture him, I guess, inadvertently. And I love the whole job of being on that show because it's so collaborative and there's so many great actors and great writers. And I'm not just saying that, like, it's really amazing group. We do a lot of improv and it's very stimulating and fun and funny. And I think Jerry's funny. And I like that because it's otherwise can be a very grim group. So, yeah, and I do have a sense of that people, women particularly, are sort of thrilled by seeing the character and to see the character be well received. And it gives me joy, too.
So I think that for me, one of the things that I find so compelling about Jerry as a character is that she's so powerful, but she's also very calculated about when and how she wields that power, because she can often be very unobtrusive and low-key, but then sometimes she's not. So we have a clip here that we want to play for you from this season when Jerry is talking to Logan, the patriarch of the family, and telling him that he needs to listen to her.
They are coming up, and if you don't open the door, they will kick it in. And if you don't open the filing cabinet, they will pull out a crowbar. This is a show of resolve, and there are cameras outside, and they do not need to see the FBI meeting any resistance.
I was so proud of Jerry in that moment.
I'm glad.
What were you thinking during the scene?
Well, I mean, there were a number of scenes in earlier episodes of this season where I tried to convince Logan that he needs to cooperate and he needs further advice about what kind of law firm we should hire and how we should proceed. And he is wanting to not apologize for anything and not, you know, he wants to be on the offensive, not the defensive. And he's very belligerent about it. And he's, you know, famously surrounded by yes men. And Jerry is often the person who very tactfully is saying, well, actually, Logan, I think it's better if you do blah, blah, blah. And by this point, the feds are downstairs and I just lose it at him. And I think it's the first time that I know of that anyone has yelled at Logan Roy. So that was thrilling. It felt so satisfying to do.